Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101. BetDSI.com, code WIN101.
KFNC.
You have my curiosity.
Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Now you have my attention.
ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station. This is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell. We're here till 9:30. Raheel joins us at 9. And then you get real sports with Charlie Polillo. It is Friday. It is beautiful out. Although, it, apparently, if you go outside and breathe the air, you could die. So that's a problem.
Yeah.
Right here. All Deer Park schools off, so we don't have to worry about offending those kids on the way to school.
No. Deer Park does. It's a Klein...
No, Klein's not off. That's not where the...
I know, but that's where the
that's
giant gets
offended. Locust cloud was.
But Klein's going to be...
Oh, the Klein kids are going to complain that they have
Klein
to go to school
kids,
and Deer
that's
Park
the
doesn't?
Famous, that's the famous account where they want off if it rains. Like, you out here trying to kill us. Like, if they don't take a day... If they don't call off school for whatever reason... And I guarantee I need to go look at the account to see what they're adding at the account to see if they're saying... We're out here getting ready to die, and you want us to come to school so we can breathe in the air? They'll have something.
Yeah, well, I guess in Klein, you're not in any danger. Go to school.
No, don't tell them that.
No, go to school, all right? Del, how's your bracket?
Busted.
How's your bracket today, Del?
I didn't make a bracket.
Do you want to hear my bracket?
Yes.
Hell
yes.
No.
Yes. And then we're going to talk about poker hands and fantasy teams. Guys, Bracket Guy is one of the original fantasy football team guy.
Yeah. Like, and then Poker
Hey, guys, I got him on my team. Like, oh, I got them in my bracket is the same as I've got him on my team.
If you want to rank the not worst, worst people in the world, you want to go guy who takes your armrests on an airplane.
Okay,
or
person who
moves their seat back in front of you.
Hold on.
Way too far, yeah.
Hold on. Now, Jim Jeffries, very funny comedian, maybe the funniest comedian we ever had on the show. He was at Knicks. Remember, he said something about WNBA. Like, he literally walked out of the – when he was done, we were in stitches, and he just got up and left. It was one of the great mic drops I've ever seen. It's before I knew what a mic drop was. Mm-hmm. He just – and then that's – well, I'll tell you this, boys. And then he – bang, he hit us with something, and we're like, we can't believe he said it on the air. It's hilarious. And he walks out and he's gone. We don't know where he is anymore. He's gone. He was performing. Jim Jeffries stand-up shows. Now, it's not for the faint of heart. You need to watch those. Jim Jeffries stand-ups are great. But he has an entire thing where he talks about the middle seat. He says, look, I've got a social contract in life. And then he's uses the C word several times because he's Australian. Because you can do
that's what you
get away
in
with.
In England and Australia.
Yeah, it's just a regular word. We can't use it here. So anyway,
well, we do sometimes if
yeah,
it's merited.
It's considered very ugly.
If there's merit,
and they use it very differently. It's like almost like jerk. It's interchangeable. Yeah. So he talks about if you're in a middle seat, you get the worst of it. Everybody knows that. So yeah. One of the known things is that you get both armrests if you're in middle seat because you get the worst of it. You get both armrests.
I get that.
And I didn't like it, but I understood it. And so I've really paid attention to that dynamic. And if, you know, there's enough room on the armrest where one person can go low on the armrest and one person can go up higher on the armrest.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. I was with the Texans for 5 years and being the sideline guy.
Oh, you were a middle seat guy.
I was the sideline guy. So Mark Vandermeer got the aisle because he's the play-by-play. Andre Ware got the window because he's the color. I'm the sideline guy, so I get the middle. Do you think
Andre Ware?
Do you think Andre Ware gave me the armrest?
He's also a Heisman winner.
That's right. Being the sideline, I'm the
non-Heisman winner.
I've got both arms inside the armrest.
Did Mark ever call a national championship with the Miami Hurricanes?
Yes. Final game.
Yes.
With the Hurricanes. Yeah. National championship.
That was the game they cheated Ohio State.
No, he wasn't there for that.
No, he was already here.
It was a game they beat Nebraska.
At Nick's place.
Okay, so you got a national champion and a Heisman Trophy winner on either side.
Right.
You don't get anything.
I get nothing.
Yeah.
And like it.
Yeah.
The only problem that I ever had, they used to feed us unbelievably, but Mark would eat his salad every single time and never use any dressing.
That's
who
what kind of a
eats
person
a salad with no dressing.
My wife does that.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah,
not even a non-fat vinaigrette, vinaigrette.
She will at restaurants or whatever if we're at a nice restaurant. But at home, she'll literally just eat lettuce out of the bag.
What is she, a rabbit?
Lettuce out of the bag. Oh yeah, she's
look at all those kids. Yeah,
I mean she's in great shape now. She's out running this morning. Before I went to work, she's already out running.
Yeah.
So she's in great shape, but at the same time, her life is much worse because she doesn't use dressing. Obviously.
No, that's the dumbest thing. If it's not dripping off of the piece of lettuce,
I don't need it.
I can't eat it drenched. All right. So, all right. Yeah, I always get an extra blue cheese. You don't like on my wedge.
Yeah.
Oh, you get an extra blue cheese, but the creamy blue cheese, not the crumbles. Oh, yeah.
By the way, get that gym lettuce salad at Riel.
On
the menu now. Oh, it's dude.
Oh, yeah?
That's got blue cheese, and I ate it, and I was like, and I liked it.
Speaking of food, you know, I was at Del Frisco's last night for how about this? Have you ever had Pride Mountain wine?
Uh-uh.
They had a tasting last night?
Yeah.
I'm drinking water. But my wife was like, oh, we're going. I don't give a rat's ass if you can drink or can't drink. We're going to this.
So, hold on. So, this is a real thing. Del, does this surprise you that John's entire social calendar and really his entire life has to revolve around if he can drink a Coors Light at a place?
Well, I couldn't drink the wine.
But you can't drink anything now.
No, right.
But on a general day,
right,
you'd prefer Coors Light also.
Well, yeah, why would ordered a Coors Light last night.
In a January. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, but why would you live if you can't have Coors Light? I don't get it.
You didn't even want to go to Del Frisco's for this food, great food, because you couldn't drink.
No, I did it for my wife because I'm a great husband.
You did it for your wife. You're going to eat at Del Frisco's.
And guess what's next? They've got a Glenlivet coming up.
Yeah.
Okay. Scotch, yeah. It's March 28th, I believe, the day after Tastemakers, by the way. Go to culturemap.com and you can sign up for and go to Tastemakers, which is March 27th.
Yeah.
March 28th is Glenlivet. I would love that. That would be awesome to have. We did Whistle Pig there. Del Frisco's. Listen, go to the Del Frisco's website. It is unbelievable these dinners, the tastings they have.
You know, I went to one yesterday for lunch with Eric Sandler. There was like 10 of us or 11 of us. And a KHOU reporter, I met her named Brandy Smith. She was there also. So there's a new place at Eunice. Drake's.
I've eaten there. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So Eunice is wonderful.
Well, Eunice, his buddy, the guy from Denver, a guy named Troy Gard, is from Denver. Denver's coming in town. You know, two Chicago restaurateurs came to Houston, opened Nobis.
Thank you.
Nancy's Hustle. You've got this guy from Denver who's got this badass restaurant, and he's opening a steakhouse here downtown, but it's going to be a little lighter. Like, he's got the regular steak stuff, but he's got, his food was unbelievable. I had a French dip yesterday. You know, I don't eat French dips.
Why not?
I don't know. Because the French dip sandwich,
French dip
this
is...
was, and this, the au jus you dip it in, this was incredible. He had little bits of everything.
Who says
for us
I don't
taste.
Eat French dips?
Well, I've changed after this. Now, he's not going to open his restaurant until September, so he just came in for a pop-up.
Yeah. Oh, pop.
Oh, this feels like a, we feel like we're in a restaurant. I like this, Del. It feels like we're having a little steak.
How about you guys try to relate to the people? Talking what? About all these exclusive places you go to. You went to some exclusive.
Yesterday.
What does this sound like?
Yeah, how about you guys try to relate to the people?
Yesterday.
I relate to the people eating French dips and salads.
Where did you go?
We're telling people what they can't have.
Didn't you go to some special thing with Randy Smith and Eric Sandler?
Yeah. You guys weren't invited. Listen.
What the hell are these pop-ups anyway?
Then we had caviar. And I want to tell you guys about some shaved truffle.
Well, wait a minute. Was the caviar well done? Because if it's not, then you know what? Sometimes they don't cook it enough.
It's just fish eggs. You're not supposed to cook it at all.
Oh.
They scoop it out.
They scoop it out? Actually.
I'm sorry. Can I have some cracked pepper on this? Thank you.
If you want to know the truth, I had scallops last night with caviar. Last night.
I don't want to say this out loud.
Yeah, that's right. Eto
Frisco. I was watching a tournament game last night with a bottle of Dom. I'm sorry. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
I was drinking a bottle of Dom and watching tournament.
I know you people,
watching all the white guys just bury people.
One white guy, like Fletcher McGee. One white guy.
Look at the list.
Look at the list of all kinds of shooters, Del.
Can you acknowledge the white guys, please? Let's not distract.
Del. Let's not distract from the riches talking about their experiences. You guys listening to this, I realize I'm not a people person, but these two aren't like you. They're not men of the people. They don't want to hang out with you.
Yes.
They do these things on nights where they're not, having radio obligations.
Really? Where was Lance yesterday? At Twin Peaks with the people.
For radio.
At the wrong for, Twin Peaks. Yeah, but he was at Twin Peaks.
Yeah, but I went that's to two for, different Twin Peaks yesterday. Job. Thank you.
That's for his job. But what did he do after he was gone
from
his job?
Talk to people at Twin Peaks?
Nope.
Okay, you really want to know?
Not particularly, no.
I had my limo drive me back home.
Yeah. He went straight home.
Because I'm trying not to eat up the atmosphere or whatever it is.
I
had the limo ticket.
Look, this isn't new for you guys to talk about what you guys do that other people never do. But
it sounds fancier with this music, I'm gonna be honest with you.
Of course it does. But just realize that last segment when I was gonna rank the worst people who aren't the worst people switched into, look what I do.
Don't tell me we're on the list.
I drink
now.
Wine or but when I can't drink wine, I do this. Fish eggs and caviar. This is who they are, everybody.
Fish eggs are caviar, Del.
Yeah,
I'm poor.
What do you know?
You stupid poor.
Okay. I mean, caviar and scallops is what he said. Fish eggs and scallops is what he said.
Go get Pizza King.
This is who they are.
Stop. Okay. Yeah.
Do not
go
believe.
Go get your pizza pocket or whatever they're called.
These two have changed, and I guess you changed when your circumstances come up. They're not like you.
We're bougie.
Yes,
realize they're bougie as hell.
Oh, there were other. Oh, were there other people at Del Frisco's? Yes.
I'm sure they were.
People of the people?
But you know what?
Let me tell you.
Well, actually,
so
no.
Here's
a
the
doctor
real.
From Eddie Anderson.
Let me tell you the real thing. I'm in there, and I'm like, I don't belong here. I feel like everyone, I feel like everyone in that place yesterday, and there was like 12 of us, and I'm like, I stick out bad here. Everyone was looking at me
that happens all the time.
What's he doing here? Oh, guys. And I try to get fancy, like, ooh, this is a delicious roast beef sandwich. It's prime rib with au jus.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah. This is awesome, guys. Tell us more about the French food y'all eat.
Yeah.
What'd you have for breakfast?
Listen, the turnover happened.
Jackie, show us. You know what, Jackie? Send us one more picture of Galveston Bay.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
I'll be in Santa Monica this weekend.
That's what we need Twitter. More picture of you drinking a margarita.
I just need you guys to realize, don't get distracted by these two attacking Jackie. Nice lady, by the way.
She is wonderful.
They live a life that you don't live. And they're just shoving it in your face right now.
That is not true.
And they live this life so comfortably, they don't even realize what they're doing right
Why
now.
Why did Raheel send a picture of the two Trumps, Eric and Jerry, or whatever their names are? He's got a picture of those two, and that's who we are? That's not us.
Yes, it is.
That's not us.
These are the lives you live.
Screw you, Raheel.
On a sports radio show, the first segment of the show, you used restaurateur. You said that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, Raheel, you don't want me to send a picture of you. You don't want that, okay?
Well, it'd probably be racist and not funny.
Well, probably.
Yeah.
There'd probably be a little bit of that going on, okay? All right, when we come back, 713-780-3776.
Look at this guy. Joseph says, I used to watch Granado on 51 to see if I made any of the highlights playing at Baytown Lee. Do you think that's not a man of the people? Somebody that's showing highlights people. Of Baytown Lee?
How long ago was that?
That was a lot of years ago.
All right. Couple decades. He's changed. Exactly. I don't know if you know this. He ain't showing Baytown Lee highlights no more.
You don't think I love Baytown Lee? Those people? Yeah.
I know
Deer
you,
Park?
I know you're not.
I'm a man of those people.
No
you
way.
Shun no those way. People.
Yeah. I believe one of your statements was, hey, Deer Park, how about you get a fire department? Hey. That doesn't sound like a man. That doesn't sound like a man of the people. That sounds like a man who's eating scallops and caviar on a Thursday night.
How at least try to put out a fire.
How See? About
at least try.
They're not like you. Realize.
When we come back, we got.
No, we're men of the people.
No, we're definitely going to get to some. And we do want to talk about some rosé a little bit later in the show. We've got a new sponsor, Bandol Rosé, from the Bandol region of France. They are going to be one of our new sponsors. And we're going to have our French pick of the day, where we will pick a team from, what's the French league, Del?
La Liga.
Ligue 1.
Yeah, we're going to have the hot pick from there every week.
We will
week
smoke cigarettes and make our picks.
Yes, when and we will out. Be drinking rosé from the Bandol region. John won't, of course, because he can't do that. Now, the other thing, if you want to live your best life, we just try to tell you how you could. Here's another thing. Men's T Clinic. Get your testosterone right. When I was in on Thursday, there were four different guys in there, and three of them were signing up the little forms where they were giving the medical information, and they were getting tested for their testosterone levels. Right now is a great time. I mean, you're getting ready to go outside. You're getting ready to maybe head back to the beach or do your outdoor activities. One of the big benefits that you're going to find out about, actually, I didn't know this when I first started using Men's T Clinic, is you get that big energy burst, which is huge. It's great. It's a very important because it gets you through your day. But the other thing is, it really helps you metabolize faster and maintain your lean muscle mass. So you're going to start to notice, if you do workouts or even if you don't, you're going to start to notice a change with the belly fat. And then if you start working out on top of that, you say, boy, I'm starting to see a little difference. Let me get a little workout in. Your workouts are going to matter more. And that's just the truth. I saw it happen for me. It can happen for you. It happens for a lot of people. Men's T Clinic makes sure that you get back to being the real you. And so you can live your best life, whether it's getting things done on the weekend, whether it's your libido, whether it's your drive at the workplace. It makes your quality of life is substantially better when your testosterone level is where it's supposed to be. And if it's not, man, it's robbing you of what your life should be. Why don't you just go get your testosterone level checked out at Men's T Clinic? There's four locations in Houston. You can get in and out quickly, and they will see you, get your results for you, and you can and move on and find out if that is your issue. Because if it is, they can help you. Men'sTClinic.com. That's Men'sTClinic.com.
Hello. To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Tell you what. My second mock draft came out on NFL.com, and I'll tell you who I gave the Texans here in just a second. But Giants fans are not happy. The first time I made Ohio State, Oakland, and San Francisco 49er fans mad. It's the worst trio of fans you could make mad. And that was with Mach 1.0. I've never seen so much hatred and anger in January at me ever in my life, except when I don't pick up the shoes around the house. This time, I made the Giants fans really mad because I didn't give them Dwayne Haskins. I gave them DK Metcalf, wide receiver from Ole Miss. And, I mean, it's not great to make New York fans upset either. They can get a little, but they don't just make physical threats against you like, you know, the other fans that I just mentioned.
Who did you give them?
DK Metcalf, wide receiver.
Yeah, that's who they're. The thought is they're going to go wide receiver first.
I'm still getting Arizona Cardinal fans like, you're such an idiot falling for this smokescreen, Arizona. I'm like, this is a done deal. The Arizona, like, are you? There's still Cardinals fans who are not buying the Kyler Murray thing. They refuse to believe it. It's done.
Why? Because they bought all, they're all in on Josh?
Yeah, they're all in on Josh Rosen. Adam Schefter comes out hearing that the Arizona Cardinals are shopping Josh Rosen. Because, you know, Adam Schefter never has the information right.
No.
Adam Schefter
he's
never
He's always
right.
off.
I mean, he's done. Josh Rosen's done over there.
It's not it's more. Kyler it's Murray. Adam Schefter. It's, you can believe it.
Yeah, it's Kyler Murray. It's done.
Yeah.
Number one is done.
Yeah. So it would make sense, too. Now, listen, I want to tell you, the more and more, and I heard, who's the, not Mel Kiper, the other one.
McShay.
And yeah, I
thanks
think.
Thanks for watching my station, John. Appreciate it.
No, I was listening this morning on the way in.
Okay.
He said, you know what? I really like Kyler. I really like Haskins. But the best arm talent is Drew Lock. And you know what? He can move a little bit. He can't.
Drew Lock is going to get you. Drew Lock's going to get you fired.
I don't know about that.
People will fall in love with Drew Lock. I talked to Daniel Jeremiah yesterday. I said, how was his workout? He said, feet look pretty. Arm looks pretty. And then he said, he's just kind of spraying it all over. Which is the same thing. You know, last year was the first year he threw 60%.
Yeah, and he doesn't beat big teams. He doesn't win.
He sucks against
the best teams.
Alabama,
but now
Georgia,
he didn't have
Texas,
the same talent
Texas
around him that the big teams have. So
no, he has Emmanuel Hall. Now he didn't for Georgia and Alabama, but Emmanuel Hall is
well. They won game. They won some games though. You know, I don't want to compare him to Patrick Mahomes, but he's got a rifle. Patrick Mahomes didn't win in college either and couldn't beat good teams because they just didn't have the talent either. I'm not saying he's Mahomes. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying, he's got arm talent.
Drew Lock might have the best arm talent. The strongest arm is probably probably Haskins. Mm-hmm. Haskins, so at the combine, when you're there, you can, and on TV probably too, you can see how deep they can push
it. And not only
it.
That, that was why his pro day, it's effortless.
Oh,
it's
Haskins?
Effortless, yeah.
You know, all three of them, actually the top three, all three of them are fairly effortless.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray doesn't have to effort very much either when he throws it. That was really surprising watching tape on him. I'm like, man, it comes out pretty good. And, I didn't see that at A&M.
And touch, and nice deep touch.
But, Drew Lock is going to make you, he's going to make you fall in love with the aesthetics of it all. And then you're going to be like, oh, there's going to be times. He's going in the first round, but he's kind of tough to place. He's tough to place because now with Nick Foles, it takes 7 out of the mix. 11 at Cincinnati could be a quarterback pick at 11. How long is Andy Dalton going to be there?
Yeah.
11 could be one. 13, Miami could be one. I gave Haskins to your Dolphins, Dell. If Haskins doesn't go 6, he could fall. Do you think the Dolphins would take Dwayne Haskins and play him and just let him learn behind? Because I think Fitzpatrick's probably a good teammate.
Oh, yeah, but he's a band-aid.
No, I think he's a good teammate, though, to teach the young guy.
Yeah, yeah, no.
It seems possible. The Dolphins are pretty much letting it be known they're going to investigate every quarterback that's a possible first-rounder. Drew Lock is on their list to talk to or interview and work out. Dwayne Haskins as well. The Miami media is pushing Tank for Tua, but there's a lot that has to go right for you to be the number one overall pick to take Tua, and Tua has to confirm what everyone believes in him in his junior year. I wouldn't be surprised if they go quarterback, because why would you wait if there's a guy you really like now?
Yeah, you got to be careful about. I mean, you got to be careful about assuming this and assuming that. I mean,
because the numbers. I mean, if you look at Tua's numbers against defenses that are actually any good, it's not that great because he doesn't play many.
He got better last year though.
But even Georgia was not good. You can account for injury, some of that possibly what we saw against Georgia.
Yeah, he had lower body
injury. Yeah, Clemson, he wasn't great. The numbers, and it makes sense. The numbers decrease and actually decrease kind of drastically when you start to look at the top.
You need another year to really get a great feel because he'll be a full-time starter second year.
He had 1 year. What do you tell you about 1 year starters?
It's a 1 year starter. Yeah, I mean, you got to see. We don't know. But so I had. So 15, I think Carolina could be a wild card at 16 with Cam's injuries. I mean, there was talk about could Cam be fully healthy for 2018? Remember, he was drafted in, what, 11? Cam's been around, and he's been beat up. I think 16 is a secret little spot. I've heard the Chargers love Daniel Jones.
They've got to think about it, too. Okay, so those three, how many picks before all three are gone?
In my last mock, I had 17. Giants' second pick, I gave him Drew Lock. It was amazing that Daniel Jones is getting all this love, and I watch him on tape. I'm like, maybe I'm wrong. He's clearly the fourth best, and then it's kind of now that everyone's really locking in on tape, it's obvious Daniel Jones doesn't belong in the top three. I mean, it's Lock, Haskins, Murray. However you have Haskins, Murray, and then Lock is the third, and then wherever you have Daniel Jones. I think 17, John, it could be as early. It could be as early, I think, as – I mean, it could be as early as 13. Where all three are gone. It could be 1-6. I take it back. It could be 1-6 and 10. It could be as early as 10.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It
could be as early as
7:26, ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776.
We come back, I'll tell you who I have the Texans taking. Well, I've got offensive line.
I want to hear the comments. I don't give a rat's ass right, who you I'll have the some, Texans taking. I want to hear the ugly comments that people make at you.
I'll pull some comments.
So that people can understand just what kind of person you are.
I'll pull some comments up.
Let's talk right now about, you know what kind of person Jeff Farinoff is? Hey, he's one of my people. He's not Italian. Well, he's kind of Italian. He's a little south and west of there, but otherwise, he's Italian. Here's the deal, is you're going to love what Jeff Farinoff does every single day. Absolute Marble and Granite is the place that you go for you. And you know what? You say, well, he doesn't care about, it's funny. Jeff, I don't know if he can build entire patios and countertops and make your play. He made Damaris Barbecue. It's a wonderful bar. He installed all of that. You can see his work there. And he's like, website and schmeb site. Tell him to call me and I'll come to their house. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. And you're going to see, he's going to come to your house and he's going to tell you, we could do this. But it's not to replace a tile, okay? That's not what he does. He replaces entire patios or outdoor kitchens or fireplaces or counters. He does this every single day. So you need somebody that's going to help you out. You eliminate an architect because he's going to do that for you. 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite. What do you need?
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
The men of the people are back. 713-780-3776.
This is a good one from Nathan. When I was like 8, I called Channel 51 after the Astros game to ask a question to John Granato. He told me on air that I was too young that I should be in bed. He went on the next caller without answering my question. Man of the people. Psh. Nathan, go to bed, okay?
Look, I don't mind being the one to highlight what you two are because why wouldn't I? But I'm just glad some of the people who've had the wool pulled over their eyes by your nonsense about... I know, yeah, he drinks Coors Light, but what is he doing at night when he's not talking to you? He's hanging out in places, eating caviar and scallops. Being in fancy wine places.
Yeah, they're sustainable, Dell.
Listen,
he's sustainable.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't
I'm drinking
a man
water.
Of the people.
Yeah, drinking
now
water.
For
listen to this. Casey says, I just got when Dell, being a constant hater, works. Deflects all kind of actual heat to have your own in-house sniper. False flag,
you know,
Dell.
That's not a compliment.
False flag
it's
is
not
right.
a compliment to
False
you.
False flag, Dell.
He's not insulting me. He's saying this
no.
whole the whole
no,
thing
no,
is
no,
the whole show.
You.
No, he's not. What he's saying
constant
is
constant hater.
He's a conspiracy theorist who thinks this show uses me to keep you guys from catching actual heat because you deserve it. Mm-mm. That's what he's saying. That's what a false flag is.
Yeah, no. Why'd you let the guy who called me lunch money in?
Yeah.
He called you an a-hole.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Well, he nailed you.
He nailed it.
He nailed you.
Nailed it.
Here's one mock draft comment. Says Metcalf at 6. Throw Lance Erline in prison if he attempts to make a mock draft again.
Well,
seems I think prison might be a little.
Doesn't seem incorrect to me.
Let's you see. Like that. Okay.
Let's see what's coming up in the NFLs. Worst mock I've seen yet. I just responded best. Did you not see Josh Jacobs run like a 4.68? LOL. Who's finna pick him in the first round? I said, don't care. Good player.
Yeah.
Please hand in your key card because this is a terrible mock. I responded, I got a raise after I turned it in. They said it killed the game completely.
You should have responded, key card. It took me 4 months to get a key card.
I lost it twice. Yeah. What do you mean? I don't have to turn it in. I'm going to lose it.
I'm now operating like a child. There's a lanyard, and I put it around my neck.
Speaking of which, before you go on, tell me about Twin Peaks. So at 4 o'clock, what time did you get to the wrong Twin Peaks?
I had something I had to do, but I was there at 3:49.
3:49. So you went to the Kirby one.
Yeah,
you went to the Kirby one.
I thought that was the only one there was.
And so then you—that's
the one I know about.
You mean it's despite the fact that in emails and promos everyone, they say the
there's
one.
There's no emails to me.
Every promo AJ said, just said we're 290. In Twin Peaks. If you listen to the show all day,
I don't need to listen to promos. I already know I'm going to Twin Peaks. But there's only one Twin Peaks at Kirby.
There's multiple. No, clearly,
I'm just telling you what was in my head yesterday at 3:49. There's only one Twin Peaks.
Wait.
Try by the station. Why would I go somewhere else?
Twin Peaks is a little offended. I know you disrespected him a little
only
bit.
Only one?
I'm disrespected.
Only one?
That my waitress never came and...
You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
And so now...
My service you go, so crazy.
What's that feeling? What's that feeling like?
Well, here's what I'm like. Where is everybody? And I'm like... I don't understand why they haven't set this up yet, because there's only one Twin Peaks, and then I've paid $5 for the valet parking, which I can't afford because I don't have money.
That thought crossed your mind. You know they're out there since 11 o'clock, and you thought to yourself, where is everybody?
Yeah, 100% that's what I thought.
Yep.
And I'm just kind of waiting around like, maybe there's somebody in the back. And I look outside, and I look, and then I'm like, oh, no.
This is an
opossum. So I say, hey, I go out to valet parking. Is there more than one Twin Peaks? He goes, yeah. I said, are the radio guys here today? He goes, probably. They're always here, I think on Thursdays or something. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Are they here today? And the other valet parking guy goes, no, I don't think they're here today. I think they're coming tomorrow. And I'm like, am I supposed to be on the air tomorrow? No, it's Thursday. And he goes, yeah, there is one on 290 and one on I-10. I'm like, I text AJ. Which location is it?
Oh, no.
He texts back, 290. Why? I'm like, damn it.
Why? So it's Fred. Only 5 minutes till the show.
I hit Waze. I'm like, what?
So how was going up 290?
You know, 290.
Oh, that's four, simple.
No problem.
Getting through the Galleria. You had to get through the Galleria.
Well, I had to get on. I had to go 59 to 610 to 290.
Oh, that's the best.
So I got there, like, it took 40 minutes.
Yeah. And Fred, and what did Fred do without you all that time?
Barry was still there.
Barry was there.
So Barry stayed on, and then me and Fred took it the rest of the way. And
you brought it home?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So
Fred, let me tell you how Fred does the show. You'd like it. Fred's like, whatever I want to talk about. I really don't care what you guys want. Fred will talk about space herpes was a topic yesterday.
Oh, yeah. The astronauts were getting space herpes. We know. We talked about that.
You know about
space herpes? News of the Weird.
And I was just talking about news of the Weird. The one thing I was saying was, that's not, how are you going to sell that to your wife? You can't. No, I swear to God, it's space herpes. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name?
Right.
I know it's a stripper. Like, no, I swear, I got space herpes. That doesn't sound believable.
No. You already have herpes.
You already have herpes, and
space
it comes out.
Makes them inflamed even more.
Yeah.
You already have herpes.
It activates the herpes when it's dormant. Yeah.
Fred said there was like almost half of the astronauts have herpes?
Well, they're astronauts, dude. They're getting around.
Yeah.
If you're an astronaut, are you not taking advantage of that?
What's the advantage?
I don't think we were talking about that.
No one cares
who
about
gets luckier, athletes or astronauts? If you tell a woman in a bar that you're an astronaut.
John, this is not the 60s. I don't think anyone cares about astronauts anymore.
Are you kidding? You're an elite if you're an astronaut. Let's call an astronaut. Any astronaut listening?
Are they going to admit to getting herpes?
No, they're going to admit to getting some.
No.
I mean, are you kidding me?
They're not going to self-snitch.
At 1 in the morning, in a bar,
astronauts
what do you do? I'm an astronaut.
That's like going to the moon was a big deal. That was a dangerous thing. It's not.
If you're an astronaut in a wine bar.
The most dangerous thing now is herpes.
Like you two. Like you're in a bar like that you two frequent, like a nice one, swanky, an astronaut is probably pulling. Like, what do you do? This is a woman's probably 35, 40, because astronauts are older. I'm an astronaut. Oh, really?
No, it's people like me. If I wanted to, I could pull. Because here's what I say. What do you do?
Yeah.
I do mock drafts.
Guess what?
What? That's sexy.
No,
it's not. I do team.
They don't even know what a mock draft is.
Because they probably are the ones that are writing you that you should die a terrible death.
Oh, what are you doing now? I said, I'm ranking the positions of the draft, position by position.
I'm watching Guess left tackles.
How many women who don't know anything about sports could identify a mock draft? Like, they wouldn't know what a mock draft
is. Except if you go to Nick's place and you're an astronaut or Lance, now you're going to get some. Because those women, okay. That's the thing. Yeah, an astronaut will get some anywhere. He's an astronaut, okay? And Lance, I think he's going to be limited on where he's getting some.
Sports he might get.
Yeah, I mean.
Some lady might like the fact that he makes mock drafts.
Yeah, I loved your pick for the Saints. Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Yeah, now it's go time. No, that rarely will happen for you. But astronaut, are you guys kidding me?
I'm almost better than being an athlete.
No, I'm actually, and I said, what TV are you on? I'm like, I'm on digital video, NFL Now. If you watch on your phone, you can see me wrap up the combine. Ooh, you do all the whole broadcast? It's just a 1-hour wrap up show at the end.
You can go from you can watch me on NFL Now and then
digital.
And then go to Snapchat and send me a pic.
Yeah, she's like, you're on TV? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, well, kind
of. What's the show called?
Digital.
It's Mock Draft Live. I'm on. It's me and
Mock Draft
Bucky. You know Bucky Brooks, girl?
No, don't know.
Wasn't he a safety for the Jaguars? Actually, yes, he was.
Wait, wasn't he a wide receiver turned corner?
If she knows Bucky Brooks,
I do have a shot, but I don't want a shot because I got a...
You have a lovely wife at home. Yeah.
She's listening right now because she's listening right now.
I know. This is listening time. She knows. She's already said, you can take your shot if you want. I mean... You think you have any shot with your to tell me how many kids you have and everything? I was like,
You're not going to bring that up.
You have kids.
That's not what you bring up. Good Lord.
She's like, you have no chance.
Yeah, Lance isn't even looking to, well, he's not looking for anything, but in this he's not looking to leave. He's just looking for a little fun.
You don't tell anyone
you have kids in that hypothetical.
So what do you have going right now? I'm just ranking the positions of the draft.
And then I'm going to go home and father my 6 children. What?
That's
not a line.
Yes. Jason couldn't be more right. Granado helped raise money for kids with disabilities for years. Stop hating, Dell.
Yeah, Dell.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you.
Yeah, I gave money. And this guy yesterday, I gave him the water. He wanted food.
What?
He wanted money to get food, supposedly. I think it was for drugs.
What?
But it's just an assumption I was making. The guy literally ran over. He goes, come on. And I said, I don't have any cash. I said, I just have it on. Would you like for me to stop and pen out money from my ATM? Mm-mm. I didn't say that. But I said, I've got water here. And so he took it. He goes, I've been sitting here for 2 hours. I want to get something at Wendy's. Like, this is an aggressive and very specific request he had. And I'm at the light. It turns green. I was like, I just have this water. He took the water and he slammed it down in the middle. I'm like, that was my water, dumbass. I wanted to drink that water. And he slammed it in the middle of the thing and like ran off to the side and started yelling and cussing.
Mm. Well, we got a call about Lance's astronaut take.
Hmm.
It's great. It's right.
Nope. Much like your mock drafts, you got called a dumbass.
See?
For saying that astronauts don't pull like they did in the 60s and 70s.
You said people don't care about astronauts.
Not like they did.
Oh, you're so off on.
It's not that people don't care about.
Listen,
it's like it's
why,
that women aren't, the ass isn't there for astronauts
that's
anymore.
That's why you not gave like it was. The Giants a wide receiver. You don't know anything.
You don't know nothing.
Text
nothing.
From somebody who works at the Giants. He's like, DK? ? I'm like, I can scratch that off the next month.
Maybe those fans are right about you.
That's it.
No, they're trash, Dell. I'm not going to read what they said about me. It got worse.
Time to talk about right now. And actually, Lamont is right. Made it from Kirby to 290 during rush hour in 40 minutes. That's pretty damn impressive. That was impressive. Because you can't get through the Galleria in 40 minutes.
I mean, it felt like it was taking forever, but it was. It did feel like I'd made some pretty good time.
Well, well played, sir. Time for me to talk about GiveMeTheVIN.com. Now, after you ruined that car trying to get there to Twin Peaks, maybe you want to sell it. All you got to do is go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. If you're selling your automobile, John Clay Wolf, nationwide, he has got the best technology. And I don't know what buying car technology is, but he claims he's got the best technology to give you the best price. He knows, and a lot of times he'll overspend. He said that. He says, yeah, a lot of times I screw this up and I give too much money for cars. And then at auction, when he wants to sell them back to the people, he messed up. And he's like, I take that loss. Oh, well. And you know what? It's an L, and I'm going to take it. So here's the deal is and listen, it's stupid not to go to GiveMeTheVIN.com because they guarantee if they can't beat CarMax or Texas Direct Auto, they're going to send you $100. What do you got to lose? They say they're going to give you the best price guaranteed or they send you the money. So if you're going to sell your car, GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. I think, Dell, the people pretty much agree that you are wrong. You're a hater.
About
and
what?
That we're men of the people.
How am I a hater? No. I mean, well, I'm a hater, but how am I wrong?
You're wrong that we're not men of the people.
There's no chance.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Why? Because, like, two people.
Do I love Deer Park? Yes.
No.
Yes.
You insulted them
multiple
times.
No, I love Deer
Park,
and I love all those people.
When's the last time you were in Deer Park?
I go through there all the time.
You go through when you're going someplace else?
And
do you ever stop in Deer Park?
I love you people.
Nah,
bye.
That's a lie.
So, do you ever been in the Battleground? Yeah, have been.
When's the last time you were at the Battleground?
Thank you. Doesn't matter.
Isn't that a golf course?
I've been there.
Isn't that a golf course?
Yeah, it's a golf course.
Oh, so you weren't amongst the real people.
Yes. No. Those are the real people in Deer Park.
At the Battleground?
Yeah, at the Battleground. So, all right, guys, what is one thing that sticks out yesterday from the tournament?
John Morant
does stick out.
For me, it's John Morant. When you watch him, here, I feel like there's two future Hall of Famers coming out of this draft at least, and it's going to be John Morant, and it's going to be obviously Zion Williamson. John Morant's talent is so special, and I know, and I'm not going to advocate taking him over Zion because you can't do that. But I'm telling you, and Barrett's really talented too. But this kid is special. He is not only explosive, his court vision, he is, and AJ called him Russell Westbrook. That is exactly who he is. I was trying to think, is he like Steve Francis? You know, I'm thinking of these explosive leapers. But he really is like Russell. You know, Russell is just so explosive and can have an impact on so many elements of the game. John Morant's the same exact way. I mean, his head is up at the rim.
I think he defers more, and I think he finds more. I think Russell has to get his.
No, he's less crazy.
Yeah, and I think he's less selfish, too.
I think John Morant, if he's not a top three pick, you have completely screwed the draft up.
Can you guys believe that it's been since 2012 that they've had a triple-double in the tournament?
Yeah, that was a little surprising to see. I mean, 16 assists. But it's shocking to me. In a 40-minute
game. Really, no triple-double since 2012? My goodness, that's.
And you just look at
it's a 40-minute game though. That's a little tougher.
And you're generally
a lot of times you'll have guys that are dominant.
Yeah, but it's
your
longer.
Teammates aren't the same.
Your teammates
and you're playing
just
a lot lesser opponent.
Well,
yeah, but
I get
you also
that.
Have longer shot clocks. Like the scores are typically lower too. Yeah. So it's harder to get the points and the rebounds and the assists. You don't have as many possessions.
No, right. Well, but now triple-doubles are like...
But not in college.
Not in college. No. But, I mean, in the pros, they're like, well, they're done and you got a triple-double in three quarters.
And you look at Ja's, like I know him, Ja Morant's growth or production freshman year, 50% shooter for a 6'3 guy is really good. Not a great 3-point shooter, but in two more minutes played, his average is doubled in points. The guy just took a giant leap, and this tournament, it's some. Raheel talked about it. If you're going to watch games, who are going to be the highest rated? He said the Marquette Murray State game. I was with you, John. Didn't particularly agree with that, only because how many people knew who Ja Morant was?
Mm-hmm.
Now people will watch that Saturday.
He's going to start to get famous.
Well,
but.
Yeah. I mean, listen, Murray State is not going to draw the best. Now, though, that people are going to say, wow,
yeah.
I got to see
but
this.
But his dunks are some of the greatest dunks I've ever seen in game.
He's jumping over guys.
He did it yesterday.
Yeah.
Well,
that dunk was unbelievable.
Where somebody got grazed on the head. What was that? You know what it was.
A bag.
You know what just
Lipton,
grazed you.
Lipton. That's what it was. So, other than how about New Mexico State?
Oh,
dude,
my God.
Dude, take the layup.
Yeah.
Dude, take the layup. What are you doing? I mean, he's got a layup and he kicks it out for three. And
That's the new offense.
But no.
Remember when you talked about that with James yesterday? What if James Harden on that steal had backed it out and shot a three instead of taking the layup that tied the game up at that particular time? Because then it would have been the talk the whole time. This generation has taught open threes are more valuable than twos. But not easy layups. They're not better than easy layups.
What about Tom Izzo getting in his player's kit, the freshman's kitchen? Holy crap. And I love this response. Listen, here's Tom Izzo talking. He was lighting this kid up hard. And here's what Izzo had to say afterwards.
There was a bunch of things, And, hey, he's playing a lot of minutes, too. He's tired, too. But when you're a freshman now at this time of year, you don't make mental mistakes on things that when we're telling a guy which way he goes or not running back or, there were some things Aaron didn't do a very good job of. And yet, you know what? Happened. I did get after him and he did respond and he did make a couple big buckets and he did make some big free throws. That's not good enough. This is one and done time, The my bads are out the window. If they're my bads because that team played better or that guy played better, if it's my bad because I decided to jog back instead of sprint back, then it is your bad, and you're going to hear about it.
Well, it's not only that. He went on to say, are you guys being held accountable? Because if I'm your boss at the newspaper and you guys don't do your job, guess what? I'm going to get in your kitchen. And, he's like...
Was there a problem with him with... Is that really? Are people upset that he's mad at the players?
You're too hard. Yelling at your players
This soft ass stuff. From now on, this is what we have to do. When somebody tells you that, just say shut the fuck up.
Just say that.
You don't have to listen to this. You don't have to listen to this anymore. This is how we got here.
I heard
this is how we got here.
And the K.
No, you didn't. This is how we got here.
And the K.
This soft ass stuff is how we're here right now in a situation where there is no respect for any authority at all. And like, why are you talking to him that way?
Well,
you're gonna make him have a hurt feeling.
Are you not wearing your safety pin today? Okay. Yeah. Did that kid needed a safe space?
Yeah, he
away
did.
From Tom Izzo.
Like, listen, don't listen to Tom. Okay, you just do you, Brandon. Just do you. Okay. Just
poor
live
Brandon.
Your best life, Brandon. You don't have to listen to him try to coach you up and make you better. Adversity is not your friend. It doesn't make you stronger. Adversity is bad, and we're going to make sure you have no adversity for the rest of your life, okay? I'm going to get on Twitter and make sure that no one ever says anything rough to you or makes you sad or says a bad thing to you. No, you don't have to do that. Mm. I'm super woke, okay?
Well.
I'm a 26-year-old white lady. I need to make sure that everything's going
to
be okay for you.
It wasn't limited to 26-year-old white lady.
That sounds like
I'm a
56-year-old white
guy.
Lady.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure that nothing...
That doesn't sound like a 26-year-old to me.
Yeah, because a 26-year-old, you're like, maybe I take my shot. It doesn't sound like I want to take my shot with that woman.
Yeah.
No.
A 50-year-old...
I think the kid would have been... Into my space?
No, no, no. Guess who bore all these crybaby-ass kids? The 50-somethings. That's all y'all's punk asses. It's your age group. I already did the math on this one.
Wait, what?
Y'all catch... Yep. That's they're the ones who shot out the millennials.
Well,
there
aren't you,
go.
You part of
there
that?
There you go. No, yeah. Not really.
Well, isn't one of your children?
My son doesn't even have a phone. He didn't have a computer, a phone. Drake is the anti-millennial.
Doesn't he post like pictures of himself?
Yeah, he posts pictures of himself from time to time.
That's
probably you're
going to
be seeing.
Yeah, trust me when I tell you,
you're going to be seeing them on a website someday.
On Jesus, he doesn't. He's like not really very millennial, and in fact, he hates that term at all.
Well, all millennials hate the term.
Well, he's 23. He's actually not like he might be the very last year. 37 is a millennial age, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, it goes all the way up there.
Yeah, my kids ain't millennials either. They ain't scared of being lit up. Trust me, because they get lit up. These soft ass. Well, you know what though? It's the media that's soft ass. They're the ones on Izzo. Who the media saying? See, well, you're too hard on your kids.
Well, no. Who do you think now works these jobs? Who do you think now are...
I don't know who's covering the NCAA. I don't know.
No, but I'm saying it's not like there's new people who start covering and like. You can't talk to them like that. They're people. You can't like guys. Come on, this is hard coaching. There is a difference between like we really honestly have to stop where anybody coaching somebody hard and everyone's got to jump in and protect guys. Please.
Well, did you hear Galen Robinson?
It's okay.
He was asked about playing for
Kelvin Sampson.
Sampson
is a hard coach, by the way.
They all said Corey Davis was like, well, he coaches you hard now.
And guess what they
Galen Robinson said he recruited me. I came here the first practice. I was like, what the hell did I get myself into? Why am I here? Holy crap. And then he said, you know what? I don't mind being coached hard at all. And he's the best coach I ever had. Because he's always got my back. Always. And you know Tom Izzo's got those kids back. But you know what? You jog back on defense in the NCAA tournament, and I thank you, Tom Izzo. Light that kid up.
It's okay. Guys, I swear to you, and if you're like this, I just want to tell you this. And I mean this from my heart. It's okay to get parented hard, to get coached hard. It's okay. It's not something that you have to overcome. I mean, there's a difference between being an a-hole and being, but it's okay to get coached hard and to be told that you have screwed this up and you need to do better. And then to overcome your adversity, get better, and make that part of your character trait is that you overcome your own mistakes and you become a self-corrector. It's really okay.
And
it's not a bad thing.
No. And they should bring back hitting kids in school again.
I
tried to just keep it.
Nah.
No, did you guys not have the giant paddle with the holes in it?
Yeah,
and
we
you
did.
Had to bend over.
Let me
and
tell you
go
what.
Up?
No, I did not have the giant paddle.
We
with
had
the holes
I
in
did.
It.
Well, coach Schwartz would light you up.
You got spanked by your coach.
Oh my God! Bend
what are you
over
talking
and
about?
Take
yeah,
this. He was the
Rooster
he was the phys
boosters?
Ed. He was the phys ed teacher.
Coach Rude gave us.
And you screw around in gym. Guess what's going to happen?
We had Rooster Boosters. Yeah, but it's also the threat of it made you not do stuff.
Yeah,
that's what's called a deterrent, Dale. Yeah. If
you don't
knew,
know nothing about deterrence, you're soft.
I'm soft.
Soft AF.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yep. Oh, you're
oh
soft.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Because my you're dad, soft. My dad, when I was a kid, didn't pull me up by my neck and go, "Hey," like he would lift
and
me
made,
up off the ground,
and that's
by
why,
my yeah. head.
And
go,
now, what do? You talk about him all the time, like
what?
He made you better.
Talk about
he tried
him.
To make you better.
You talk about him
as a legend. As a legend.
What would he say to Dale today?
I can't believe I raised up. Boy, dude, that's so soft.
I'm not soft.
I
work on this show. We had a conversation through the text. We know who's soft.
Right?
We talked.
You said I was a bad person.
You're triggered.
You said I was a bad
you
person.
Get triggered quite easily.
All right, let's talk about Craig the Surf right now. Then we'll take these calls on the other side.
You need to be hard, though.
Don't do that.
Let's talk about Craig the Surf. He's not soft. Well, he's soft on prices. I will say this. You can take advantage of Craig the Surf. And I shouldn't tell you this. It's a little secret. You can take advantage of Craig the Surf down at Angleton. Because if you really come at him and you say, look, I really want to buy this car here. I want to buy this Chevy Silverado. It's got 0% financing for 72 months. I really want to get this here. But, I mean, if I leave off the lot, I just don't know if I'm going to – I probably won't come back and get it. And he's going to do this for you. He's going to give you trade-in value. This is where he can find more money than anyone else. Trade-in value, he's willing to go as far as he has to go to make sure that you buy your vehicle from him. Because here's what he knows, and this is truly the case. Their customer service is so good during and after the sale that you're going to be blown away, and you're going to say, well, I knew price was good. I knew selection was great. But I didn't realize that from this point forward that I was part of the family. And that's what he created out there at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC out in Angleton. It truly is a family dealership. You won't just get your vehicle there. You get your wife's, you get your kids, you tell your friends, you tell, you know, people who are your neighbors, and it changes absolutely everything once you buy a vehicle from those guys. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Go to LanceZCars.com. That's LanceZCars.com and see the entire inventory they have in stock. They're waiting for you, and it is truck month, so you're going to get awesome deals on trucks, including the GMC Sierra pickup truck. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.